Hello, my friend. This is Pernille Lillerose from Divine Feminine Flow, and I'm the creator of what I call the ALL formula, A-L-L formula. The ALL formula stands for Allow, Listen, Love, A-L-L, Allow, Listen, Love. And the reason that I created that formula was to make it easier so you can take some very practical steps to learn how to have a new relationship with yourself and your thoughts, your feelings, basically your life. The reason I did that is that I see that most of us have been so conditioned to resist who we are. It's as if no matter who we are or what we do, what we think, what we feel, that there's something wrong about it, that it's not okay to be who we are. And because of that, we have created this resistance around us and inside of us that prevents us to come out to be fully who we are. So when I talk about resisting, that is a very common characteristic in most of us. And the best way to overcome resistance is certainly not to resist your resistance, because then you'll just create more of what you really don't want and what actually doesn't work to get you to become a new future version of yourself that will make you much more relaxed and happy and fulfilled. So adding resistance to resistance is only creating more resistance. And of course, when I say it that way, you might laugh a little, but it's true, isn't it? So how do you change a strong pattern of resistance? Well, the first thing, as with everything we do, is to become aware of it. And I will lead you through a little exercise here just to make it more alive and real in your own experience. So it's not just a mental understanding of it. We want to make it real and embodied in our lives so that we start living it, not just understanding it, not just talking about it or reading about it. No, we want to live it. Really bring it into your real felt sense experience in your life. So, in order to get to the first L of the ALL formula, which is listen, you need to be able to create a space around whatever it is that you are resisting. Because inside of that resistance, there is something that you need to know or hear or feel or understand, actually listen to, right? In order for this, whatever it is that you don't want in your life, in order for that to be liberated, you need to know what it is first. And since it is covered in a layer of resistance, it's going to be very, very hard for you to have access to it and find out what does it need to either heal, relax, transform, anything to liberate it. So that's why the A of the ALL formula is allowing. So it's like the opposite of resisting is actually allowing it. So if you want to right now, you might think of something in your life, in your body, in your experience, something that you feel a resistance towards, like you feel a no towards it, right? There's a contraction around it. It could be a feeling. It could be sadness. It could be anger. It could be fear. It could be anything. It could be a person in your life or a situation in your life that evokes certain feelings inside of you, and then you resist them. This is a very, very common pattern that actually blocks most of us to move forward in our lives. So just think about something in your life that you're experiencing right now, a current experience, and just become aware of it. Notice your relationship to it. Notice how you relate to it. In a sense, are you not breathing into that feeling in your body? Are you tightening around it? Are you arguing with it? If you can get a sense of what it is that you don't want to experience, and then how you manage it by either talking to it in a way that is that actually keeps it alive, or by contracting around it. There is a way that we have all learned to manage any kind of feelings in ourselves, so we don't feel them, or sometimes we don't even know about them because we have pushed them so far down into our unconsciousness. So take something simple and just let yourself notice that you're resisting it, that you are saying no to it, that you're trying to get rid of it or ignore it or shame yourself for it. Any way that you don't need to deal with this feeling or experience in your life. And just whatever pops up right now, just use that as the example for this exercise. And now I'm going to ask you to just take a nice breath into that sensation in your body. Just a nice, gentle, kind in-breath, right into the core of that feeling or experience that you have in your body. So instead of doing the usual where you're trying to get rid of it, you might say, go away. Now I'm going to ask you to just breathe into it and say a gentle hello. Hello. I know you're there. And I know that you're having a hard time. And then take another breath into that. Just breathing into it and allowing it to be there is not going to turn your world upside down or make something terrible happen. Many times when we suppress and resist feelings, it's because we think there might be bad consequences. So here's just a very simple and safe way to make space for something that you have been trying to get rid of. Breathe into it and just say hello. I'm here with you. And then notice what happens. You might notice that that area starts relaxing a little bit. You can take a deeper breath. You might notice a softening in your body, in your face. So just allow that to. It's all part of this process of allowing. Because when we allow, we can liberate. And you might even feel a little sadness. Or there might be some emotions coming to the surface because now they are allowed. And as long as you suppress them and resist them, it's like you're holding them hostage. You have these prisoners inside of you. And they need to be healed and liberated. And the first step is just by allowing, taking a sweet, gentle, kind breath into that area. And just notice what happens. And allow whatever that is to happen. So now, we are going to move to the first L of the All formula, which is listen. Because now you have created a space around something inside of you that was imprisoned and contracted and kept you in a state of needing to resist it because you didn't want it to come to the surface. So it could never tell you or let you know what is troubling it. What is going on that needs some of your help? But now that you are allowing it, you allow it to come to the surface, and now it can start informing you what is actually going on inside that strong contraction in your body. So here you're going to just open up to listen. The L, listen. Listen to what shows up. Listen to what comes to your conscious awareness. It could be a feeling, a memory, an image, a longing, a thought. It can really be anything. And your job right now is to just stay open and curious so you can listen to it. Really from a curious, open heart. Because the more open and curious you are, the more that part inside of you that's been afraid to express itself, the more safe it feels, because now it's welcomed, now it's allowed. And that might be a very new experience for it. So it may also need a little time to get over the confusion, right? That suddenly you're not resisting it, but you're actually saying, oh, hello. I want to listen to you now. Tell me. Tell me about yourself. Tell me about what it is that you're feeling. So you just stay open with a curiosity. And you breathe into that area gently, curiously. And then you just wait and see whatever shows up. So, if there's tears, allow the tears and listen to the tears. They may have a very important story to tell before it's ready to be healed or transformed. Maybe there is a memory from the past that shows up that you may have been battling for a long time. Can be anything. So just allow it. Just make space for it and be curious. It's like a kind curiosity. Kind, caring curiosity. And then listen. And now we're going to move to the second L of the All formula. And that L stands for love. So now that you are allowing it, listening to it, now you're going to love whatever comes up. So whatever comes up, sadness, fear, anger, confusion, numbness, anything. You do your best to receive that experience from a loving heart. So that this experience that wants to be liberated feels safe and secure, and that it is okay for it to start coming up and out so it can be healed and transformed. So just do your best. Most of us didn't learn that when we grew up, so it's a new skill you're going to learn. And everything takes time to learn when we start out. So just do your best and open up with a loving attitude to whatever it is that you're listening to that is coming up to the surface. And just love it in the best way you can. Maybe just letting it know that you care about it. That it matters to you what these feelings are inside of you. Find a gentle way as you're learning to allow, to listen, and to love. And when you do that, you will start learning about yourself, about what is true for you, what your needs are. You will learn what you need to do next to help yourself heal. Most of us need support in the beginning, and that's perfectly okay to reach out. We don't need to do it all on our own. That's one of the ways we've been conditioned, and that's kept us separate and in suffering. So now that you have tried to take these three steps, allow, listen, love, from the All formula, I want to encourage you to practice this. It's like strengthening a muscle by repeating, repetition. So just take time every day and find whatever it is that you are resisting inside of you. It might be something you are resisting outside of you, but that experience outside of you actually triggers a feeling inside of you. So you can't always change your surroundings, but you can learn to change your relationship with yourself and your feelings. So if I can invite you and inspire you to try this on and notice what happens, what starts changing inside of you when you stop resisting and just start making space for something, and then you start living more and more in alignment with who you are, with what matters to you, what you naturally say yes to and naturally say no to, that it comes from a deep place inside of you where you really align with your being, with your soul. And then you start living that in your life, in the world, in a whole new way where you will start experiencing a lot more peace and joy and fulfillment, because you're aligning with you. And what could be more important than that? Especially knowing that you are an expression of your soul, of the divine, and the movement you feel inside to express that. Now you're opening up the door for that, and that can certainly change your life. Thank you so much for joining me in this little exercise. And please reach out to me if you feel the need for more support, some clarity. I'm here for you because this is the work that I love to do. Blessings to you, and I wish you a wonderful, peaceful day in full alignment with yourself.